Over the past year, we've followed the extraordinary work of Ireland's largest animal charity, the Dublin SPCA. Every day brings challenging work for the staff at the clinic as they care for all creatures, great and small. Out on the road, Inspector Tony is responding to an urgent call. A horse has apparently fallen through a metal fence and is lying drowning in a stream. They're struggling to keep the animal's head out of the water. It's a dangerous situation, as the horse could panic and kick out. The local men are working well with Tony and Liam, and are getting together to pull the horse free.
Lads, just want to pull this way, not straight up, so she slips.
If the horse is to survive, it has to get on its feet. With all their strength, they give it one last push to get the horse out and away to safety.
Right, let her relax, we're hammering safety.
September, the start of a make or break year for final year students in Ireland's only School for Vets. With the next 9 months, we'll see a new challenge every day. For these students, this is their chance to prove they have what it takes after 4 years of intensive study. Now, they get to put the theory into practice. We follow four final year students charting their highs and lows in their efforts to become qualified vets. 26-year-old Martin is from a farming family in Wexford. Unlike many in his class, he wants to work with large animals, and he's used to the rough and tumble that goes with them.
Hope you got that in there.
Claudia will need this perfectionism. She and Roisin are starting one of the hardest rotations in large animal surgery. Today, they are operating on a horse assisting staff surgeon Florent David. The horse has suffered from a cartilage defect in its knee, and before surgery, the students are shown the array of instruments to be used. Their job is to pass the correct surgical implement to the surgeon. A minor role, yet it is vital to get it right. This is highly specialized surgery on a valuable animal, and there is no room for error.